Today's story, Death on the Bridge. Over the river, men are throwing a web of steel cables and concrete. The bridge, calculating to the thousandth of an inch, figuring stress and strain of steel support, computing everything to its minutest fraction. The bridge must be safe and strong and last forever, perhaps. But there is one thing that is not calculated, not figured, not computed. And that, perhaps, is the most important element, the most vital part of the bridge. The workers. The bridge workers.
Oh, just a minute. Oh, Bill.
Hi, Myra.
Oh, what's the matter, dear? You're home so early.
Nothing's the matter, sweetheart. Everything's perfect. I have a job.
You've got a... Oh, Bill. Oh, that's wonderful. What kind of a job is it?
Well, Myra, you're not going to be too keen on it, I know, but it's my kind of work.
Not on the bridge, Bill. You promised.
Myra, I can't let you and the baby starve. I've been out of a job now for six months.
Oh, but dear Bill, you know how I feel when you're up there, never knowing whether you'll come home each night, dreading to hear that... The sound of the whistle blowing that means another man has fallen.
But...
Oh, Bill, you can't. I'm afraid. I'm afraid for you.
Myra, look at it this way. A man has to work at the thing he knows how to do.
Oh, but there's been so many accidents on the new bridge. So many men killed.
I'll be careful, Myra. Honest, I will. That death whistle won't blow for me.
Those other men probably said the same thing. Told their wives that they'd be careful, too.
Myra, it's my kind of work. We need the money. I start tomorrow.
Again for being late punching his time clock.
Excuse me, could you tell me where I can find Jim McVicker, please?
What?
Jim McVicker, a friend of mine. He told me to come here today, said there was a job for me here on the bridge.
So what's the matter? You haven't heard? Jim was killed yesterday afternoon.
Killed?
Yeah. Fell from the bridge tower while he was spinning cable. Haven't found his body yet. They've been dredging for it all night.
Maybe they'll never find it. What with the undertow and everything.
There's a jinx on this bridge. Too many men have been killed.
And then those voices.
Well, what voices?
Oh, you know, the saying about the spirits of the bridge workers who were killed on the job, coming back and haunting the place.
But that's only a superstition. I never heard any voices on any bridge I ever worked on.
Superstition, huh? Jim McVicker heard the voices 2 days before he died.
So did Joe, Pete, and Lefty. And Shorty, all the rest of them that are dead.
The voices want them to quit, but they didn't. Believe you me, if I hear them voices, I'll quit like that.
Who do I see about getting a job?
You still want one, huh?
I need the work.
Okay, buddy. George Austin, he's the contractor on the job. His office over there. He's doing the hiring now. But you can't say we didn't warn you.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, you got a hand it to him. He's got knife, all right.
Friend of all gems, eh?
Come in.
Mr. Austin?
Yes, what can I do for you?
My name is Bill Wilson. I'm a bridge worker. I want a job.
Well, we need men. Have you had much experience?
All my life, Mr. Austin. I've been building them.
And what's the last bridge you worked on?
The Intercity.
Well, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know. You see, I tried to get other kind of work after that. I got married and my wife worried when I...
I understand. And now?
I need this job. I guess I ain't fitted for any other kind of work.
I see. Well, this job's pretty dangerous. We've had quite a few casualties.
Yes, sir, I know.
You know?
Yeah, some of the men told me. I know about the voices, too.
Sure you still want the job?
A man's got to work.
I see. Okay, you're hired.
Thank you, sir, thank you.
Just a minute, I'll call Calwan. He's the foreman. He'll tell you what you're to do.
Thank you.
Hey, Jack, I'm going for the cable here.
Okay.
Cal!
Oh, yeah, what is it, boss?
I want to see you for a minute.
Sure. Sure. Well, what is it, Mr. Austin?
Come in, Cal. Calwan, I've just hired this man. I want you to show him around. Get his name on the payroll.
Right. Howdy, Mr.
Wilson. Bill Wilson.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Bill.
Same here.
You think you can find something for Wilson to do right away? We're behind schedule, you know.
Well, he can work with me on the tower.
Oh, fine, Cal. Yes. You are short-handed there.
Yeah, since yesterday. Bill here can take old Jim McVicker's place.
So good. What's the matter?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm not used to being up so high anymore. I've been away from bridge work for 2 years now. The height kind of makes me dizzy.
Well, you'll be all right after lunch.
Sure.
Hey, speaking about lunch, it's just about time. Yeah, I better tie these things down back there.
With this wind blowing, they'll be blown right off in no time.
Yeah, it is blowing pretty strong.
Well, Myra, there'll be a paycheck this week for you and the kids.
Bill Wilson.
Huh?
Say something, Cal?
You call me Bill?
I thought you said something to me.
I ain't said nothing, fella.
Must be the wind.
It's not the wind, Bill Wilson.
Voices.
Leave while there's still time.
The voices.
Leave this bridge. There's death here.
Cal! Cal! I heard the voices. I'm quitting. I'm going down.
Hey, now wait a minute, Bill. What's the matter?
I heard the voices. The voices of the others
heard. Well, I ain't heard nothing.
I'm going down, Cal.
Oh, now, look, maybe you just imagined you heard them voices.
No. I heard them. I tell you, they warned me.
Well, okay. I guess you better knock off for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I'd better. Oh,
hey, Bill.
Bill, watch your step, Bill.
Here, let me help you.
I'm going to fall.
Lamont, each time the voices have been heard, a man has fallen to his death.
Yes. I was reading in the paper this morning, Margot, that the contractor George Austin is having a little trouble with the men. They're afraid to go to work.
Yes. I read he's had to give them extra bonuses to keep them on the job.
Margot, something more than superstition is behind all this. And I'm going to find out what...
Oh, excuse me, Lamont. Come in. Oh, hello, Shrevey.
Hello, Miss Lane. Hello, Mr. Cranston. Hiya, Miss Lane. Hiya, Mr. Cranston. Nice day, Miss Lane. Nice day.
Say, look, Shrevey, I think this is where we came in. Thanks for the greetings, though. What brings you here, Shrevey?
Well, I was going to ask you two to do a... You two to do. I was going to ask you two to do a favor for me. I was going to ask you.
Well, what's that?
Well, the cops just got a rule that you can't cruise in no empty taxi cab in the theater district. You can't cruise.
Yes.
So I was wondering if you wasn't busy or nothing, if you'd kind of like to ride around in my cab and be dummies-like until I pick up a real fare and till.
Be dummies-like?
Yeah, I wouldn't charge you nothing. I wouldn't charge you.
Oh, that's very tempting, Shrevey, but
Shrevey.
Shrevey,
you won't have to do that. You've got a cash customer.
Who?
Me.
Where are you going, Lamont?
Well, first we're going to Shrevey's house.
Oh, swell. First we'll go to my... What?
Shrevey, do you have an old suit that I could wear?
Old suit? I'm wearing my old suit. You can have my new suit if you want it, Mr. Cranston.
No. Wait a minute. Let me see. Yes, I guess the suit you have on would be just about right for me.
What?
Shrevey, have you got a brother?
No, but I got two married sisters, Lena and Clarissa. Lena's going to have a...
All right, Shrevey. Well, Shrevey, now you got a brother, too. Me. Huh? I'm your brother Jake, I am.
Jake?
Yeah.
I ain't got no brother Jake. I don't get it.
You've got nothing on me, Shrevey. Lamont, what is all this Jake business?
Margot, I'm going to get a job on that bridge as a worker. I want to hear those spirit voices with my own ears. Come on, Shrevey. Come on, let's go, huh? So I heard there was a job here on your bridge, I heard, Mr. Austin. So I need a job, so here I am.
Of course, you know about the trouble we've been having here. The man killed.
Yeah, I read about it. The fellas think they've been hearing things, voices or something. Though, the way I look at it,
and still you want the job, Mr.?
Shrevenus, Jake Shrevenus. Sure I want the job I want. I ain't afraid. My brother Shrevey always says to me...
Just a minute.
Huh?
Come in.
Oh.
Hello, Austin. What do you want, Bascom?
Well, that's a fine way for a man to talk to his creditor.
I warned you that I didn't want you snooping around here. Now get out.
I just wanted to see how you were coming along with the work. I've got a good reason for wanting to know. 150,000 good reasons.
You'll get your money. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm not worrying. But maybe you are. I read about the trouble you've been having
just
down here.
Just a minute, Sam. Jake, would you go into the other room and wait? I'll be with you in a minute.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, sure, Mr. Austin. Sure. This one?
Yes.
Okay.
What are you trying to do, Bascom? Scare my men off? You know I've been having trouble.
Yes, losing quite a few men, aren't you? Behind schedule, too.
That's none of your business.
It will be my business if you fall so far behind that you forfeit the bond you posted.
If I do, you'll win. You'll get everything I have, but I haven't failed yet.
No, that's true. You haven't failed yet. But you've only got 30 days more.
Get out. Get out and stay out, or I'll have you put out bodily.
No, I wouldn't take that.
The whistle. Another man has fallen.
Mr. Austin and Mr. Davis. Davis.
All right, Norton, let's go.
It won't be long now.
No, Mr. Bascom, perhaps not. If you are allowed to continue your work.
Huh? What? Who said that?
Men call me the Shadow.
I can't see you.
No man has ever seen the Shadow.
What do you want with me?
What do you know about the accidents, Mr. Bascom? What have you to do with him?
I have nothing to do with him. I don't know what you're talking about.
If Austin fails to complete the bridge by the specified time, you will profit, Mr. Bascom.
Yes, I lend Austin the money to post the bond. If he fails, I get everything he has, but I...
And Austin will be ruined. Isn't that right? You want to see him ruined, don't you?
Austin underbid me on this job. Why shouldn't I like to see him fail? He'd do the same if he got a chance to me.
That's the argument that all men like you make, Bascom.
What are you going to do?
Nothing yet. Bascom, I have no proof that you had anything to do with the deaths of these men. But remember, you will be watched. Austin still has a chance to complete this bridge if he's not interfered with.
Hello, Margo?
Yes? Is that you, Lamont? What happened?
I got the job on the bridge, posing as Shrevey's brother, Jake. I start work tomorrow morning.
Have you found out anything about the accidents, Lamont?
Nothing definite, Margot. But Austin has enemies. People who would like to see him fail on the job.
Who are they?
I can't tell you anything now, Margot. I'll know more after I've heard those voices.
Oh, please be careful, Lamont.
I will, Margot. Goodbye. I'll see you tomorrow night.
You're getting along better than I expected for a new hand, Jake.
Thanks, Cal. Thanks. I'm doing my best. Hey, we're up pretty high here, ain't we?
Oh, about 300 feet up.
300?
Yeah, well, I guess you're going to be all right. Just keep things moving.
Yeah, right, Cal, right. Gosh, I ain't dizzy or nothing from being up this high, I ain't.
Well, Jake, then I can leave you to yourself for a while. If you get into any trouble, just call me. I'll be right up there at the head.
Okay, Cal, okay.
You've come to take me out riding because you know Lamont's working.
Huh? Oh, yeah, that's it.
Oh, good, Shrevey. Well, if you'll just give me a minute to get my hat and coat, I'll be right with you.
Don't hurry up yourself, Miss Lane.
I've got a lot of shopping to do today, and you can come along and carry all my... Why, Shrevey, what's the matter?
Can I come in, please, Miss Lane?
Why, of course, Shrevey. Come in.
Thanks.
What is it, Shrevey? Bad news?
Miss Lane, I just heard about a death.
Oh, Shrevey. Not in your family.
Yes, sorta. It feels like that.
Oh, Shrevey, that's terrible. I know just how you feel.
He was such a swell guy.
He, Shrevey? You said there were two married sisters in your family, but you never mentioned that...
Oh, didn't I? Well, that's what the report said. The report from Mr. Austin. It was a very nice letter from him.
Austin? Shrevey, Lamont went to work for Mr. Austin. Are you trying to tell me
please,
that...
Please, Miss Lane, I was only trying to break it easy like... Please, don't
Shrevey.
Cry, Miss Lane. We gotta be brave. We gotta...
Tell me, Shrevey. Tell me what happened.
Well, Mr. Cranston got the job at the bridge like he said he was gonna, and, well, it got him, too.
Oh, no.
He fell.
Lamont,
oh, Miss Lane, please, Miss Lane, we gotta be brave. We gotta...
I had a feeling that Lamont shouldn't have done it.
He was such a swell guy.
What did you say? Quit. Well, what good would my quitting do? Someone else would have to complete the bridge. I know. But do you think it's easy for me to see them die? But this bridge has got to be built. What? Oh, you'll let me know. I see. That means you won't give me the money. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Come on, get in the car.
Mr. Austin, the men have quit work. They won't go back.
What?
I can't hold them. They're all quitting. They want their money. I ordered the cashier to close up.
I see. I want to talk to them.
Yes, sir.
This is the end of everything.
Mr. Austin, I can't hold them much longer.
All right, I'll talk to them.
There he is.
We want our money.
Man,
men, please listen to me.
Go on, talk, Austin, but we're quitting anyway, and we want our money.
Yeah, we want our money. You tell the paymaster to pay off.
Look, you'll all get your pay now if you want to quit. But any of you who want to continue...
Oh, go up and risk our neck while you sit nice and safe in your office.
Yeah.
Man, would it make you feel any better if I went up? I've always said...
Yeah, what'd you say?
I've always said that I'd never ask the men working for me to do anything that I wouldn't do. And I want to make good on that. I'm going up now and prove it. Is there anyone here who isn't afraid to go up with me?
I'm going with you, boss. If you ain't afraid, I ain't.
Thanks, Kelwin. Well, let's go. How long we've been up here, Kelwin?
About half an hour, Mr. Austin.
Well, I guess that'll convince the men that the bridge is safe up here. We'll go down in a few minutes.
Look at them down there watching us.
Yeah. They expect us to fall.
Yeah, they're so sure we're going to. It almost seems a shame to disappoint them.
What?
Look at them.
Strange how a superstition can take hold of a group of men.
Maybe the voices are more than just imagination, Mr. Austin. Maybe they actually heard the voices.
But, Kelwin, you don't believe that, too.
Perhaps I do.
Well, but I thought that you...
The voice that the men heard was the voice of revenge.
Revenge? What are you talking about?
My voice, George Austin.
What?
It's a little trick of ventriloquism.
The voice? You?
Yes, me. And now, you're going to die, George Austin. At last, I have you up here. I wanted you to die the way she died. The way my daughter died. Falling down, down, down.
You, Calhoun, you're the voice. You've done all this.
Yeah. Yes, I'm the voice. I pushed your men to their death.
You wanted to ruin them.
Yes, I wanted to ruin you. But more than that, I wanted you to die as my daughter did. I planned all this to bring you up here. And...
No, no, you're my friend. You couldn't. I've known you for years.
Oh, I'm your friend, eh? Your friend. But my daughter wasn't good enough to marry your son.
I had no control over that. It wasn't anything I could do. He wasn't in love with her.
Yes, you talked him out of it, sent him away. She wasn't good enough for him, you thought.
Calhoun, you're out of your head.
Yes, yes, perhaps I am. Yes. Perhaps if you had seen your daughter jump to her death, You'd be out of your head, too.
Yes, and it's your fault, all yours.
Calhoun, let's go below and talk this thing over. You're mistaken, I tell you.
Yes, you'll go down. Oh, yes, you'll go down. The quick way, turning over and over. And it'll only take a second or two, but in that second you'll suffer. Yes, you'll suffer as she suffers.
Calhoun, let go of me. We'll both go over. Let go.
Suppose I do. I have nothing to live for now, and you'll die. And I can rest then.
Calhoun, I'm slipping. I can't hold on much longer.
Oh, no, you're going to die. And if you have any prayers, say them.
No, Calhoun, you failed.
My throat. Let go. I'm choking.
Austin, are you all right?
Who said that? I can't see you.
Men call me the Shadow. You can't see me because of a hypnotic mist I've cast over your mind.
Shadow? Yes, I've heard of you. I must have been out for a minute. Calhoun, where is he?
He's lying there unconscious, Austin. I think he stopped in his evil work at last.
He tried to.
Yes, I know.
Well, if you hadn't stopped him, Shadow, look. Calhoun.
Stop, damn it.
Shadow, he's smashing this platform loose. We'll all be plunged to our deaths.
Calhoun, stop. Stop, I say.
You thought you'd stop me, Austin. Oh, no. We'll die as she dies.
What? The hammer. Something took it out of my hands.
The Shadow took the hammer away from you, Calhoun.
The voice! The voice! It's coming after me! Ah! Calhoun killed himself.
Yeah, it was all in the papers, Miss Lane. This guy, Calhoun, has got a hate on Austin, see? In fact, he's crazy from it. He's crazy. He used to work in a Ford Relax, see, before he got to be a bridge worker. He did a kind of act with a dummy, you know, a ventriloquist. Yeah, ventriloquist, that's what it was. So he throws his voice around and scares the men, and then he goes up to them pretending to help them down, and he pushes them off. Oh, he was a no good. Always acting so innocent-like and everything. Oh,
please, Shrevey, let's not talk about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Lane. Ain't I that dummy, though? I'm a stupid. I ought to have
Shrevey,
more.
Shrevey, please.
Oh, okay, Miss Lane. Would you like to go for a ride in my cab? I wouldn't even pull a meter, I wouldn't, if you'll go.
No, thanks, Shrevey.
Okay. All right, Miss Lane. Take it easy. Or sit right where you are, Miss Lane. I'll answer it for you.
Hello, Shrevey.
Oh, hello, Mr. Cranston. It's nice.
Lamont, you're safe.
Why, of course, Margot. You didn't think... Oh, Margot. Oh,
why didn't you let me know? That's a fine thing to do to me.
Margot, I didn't realize. I didn't mean to scare you.
Well, you did. I thought you were killed. Oh, I ought never to speak to you again, Lamont Cranston.
Will you if I say I'm sorry? Very sorry.
Well...
And promise I'll never do it again.
Well...
And take you to dinner and a show and orchids.
Well, that would help. Oh, Lamont, you'll never know how I felt. How did you do it?
Well, when Calhoun started that ventriloquist act of his, I went into the shadows, yelled out, and pretended to fall.
Oh, I see. Well, then Calhoun thought that you'd really fallen without his help. Oh, Lamont, Shrevey, he knows about you now.
No, I don't think so. I don't think Shrevey knows I'm the Shadow at all.
But he's heard everything. He's been right here with us.
He's been with us in body, Margot. But his spirit fainted when I came in the door.
Today's program is based on a story copyrighted by The Shadow Magazine. The characters' names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. The Shadow Magazine is on sale at your local newsstand.
Does not pay. The Shadow knows.